And you're not over. Mishum ba'yiro ba'yimotzen pesa. Because it's bottom to the kli. What about the mokim shein nasu lechazik? What about if it's on the sides of the kli, not on the bottom? You don't have to have strength there. Then we say chaytzitz. It's called the chaytzitz. It's not bottled to the kli. You're not allowed to put it into the mikvah the way it is if it's tamei. The oyver and you oyver by your own by your. It's not bottled to the kli. It's considered you have chametz in your house on Pesach. Now it says clearly. Tamei devar ma'amurim. When is this said? The pochus mikizayis. This is only said if you have pochus mikizayis. Then we say that Tochus Mikazayis, if it's on the bottom of the Kli, the Mokum Asun Lechazik, it's bottled to the Kli. But if it's on the side of the Kli, it's not bottled to the Kli. It's not bottled. Even a Tochus Mikazayis, if it's on the side of the Kli, it's not a Mokum Asun Lechazik, it's not bottled to the Kli, and you're over by your own by your Motse. And who are then? If it's Tomei, you're not allowed to be table in the Mikvah the way it is. Avo the Kazayis. But let's say you have a Kazayis worth of Chometz, of dough, at any one place. In the kli, even if it's on the bottom on the makam asun lechazik, still we say that afilu b'makam asun lechazik is chaytzitz. It's called a chaytzitza. It's not bottled to the kli. You cannot be tevelin in the mikvah. Who adin v'yoyver and who adin yoyver ba'yiro ba'yimotzei for Pesach. That since you have a kazayas at any one part of the kli, it's definitely not bottled to the kli. And since you have chametz in your house for Pesach, that you have to be mevayer. So, the Gemara l'chura kashin adodi. L'chura, these two brises are stirul adodi. Then, l'chlamat, these two lashons before we have are stirul adodi. So, monashah, who do we hold like? You bring me now good rayas like both of them. L'chura, they both can't be true. L'chura, it's a stira. So, the kashin, like, who do we hold like? Not that he asked me this kashin. They have a rayas for both of them, but who should we hold like? Yeah, again, the Gemara is the kashin. Kshayin Hadodi, Khurus Astira, these two memories. So first the Gemara says, Omer Rav Huna, Sami Kilta Makme Chamirta. Take away the first Brisa, the first Lushin, which is more kal, more lenient, rather learn the second one, which is more chomer, more strict. So Rashi says, Kilta Makme Chamirta, Kamaisa, take away the first one. The Aina Mishnah, that is not the Iker, since it's more lenient, that's a Sophic now, it's a Sophic Yisidi Raisa. The Khur will go to Khumram and hold back the second lotion. Rav Yosef Omar, Tanoi, Shakalta, Mialma, Tanoi. In other words, you're looking for Tanoim? You want to say it's a stira, one's a stira to the other? No. I tell you, they are two different Mandiyamim, they're two different Tanoim. Like you're looking for Tanoim, I'll find your Tanoim. The Rashi says, Rav Yosef Omar, Tavayu is Naibe Medrosha. It's like both of them, it's the two different tanoim, and there's a machlaikis. The Rashi says, tanoi shekat lecho miyalmo, loy mishkachas tanoi de pligi bohochi, to comrade Sami, the ain't a mishnah. Like, since you can't find any machlaikis tanoim, you have to say one is wrong, take it out. No, they're both emis, and there's a machlaikis tanoim. Where's the machlaikis tanoim? The mother Tanya, we learned like this. Hapas sheifsha. If you have bread that became spoiled, ifsha means it came very stale, very old, and it's ifsha. Is chayiv levayir. Still, you have to destroy it from before Pesach. You can't keep it in your house over Pesach. Why? I lechu right now. You're not going to eat it. Bevnei sheroyu lesoicha kol lechameya bo kame isos acheres. Because you could soicha kol. You could like grind it down. Or lechameya bo and use it like for sourdough to make other doughs rise. You can make other doughs rise. If you put some of this bread inside that dough, it'll make it rise. Like you put yeast inside the dough, it makes it rise. So since it's still usable, it's still considered chometz and it's chayav levayim. Rabbi Shimon ben Elazar went there. B'meh devar ma'murim. When do we say this halacha? That it's called, you have a chiyuv from levayim, this chometz, the mekuyemes liachila. If it's oimet, still eat it. You're still going to use it for the purpose of eating it. But let's say you have like a barrel, a whole bunch of sor, of sourdough, of dough. Shiyachto liyeshiva, you set it aside now to use it like a chair. In other words, you're not going to use this for eating anymore, but now rather you're going to use it to be a chair to sit on. Shiyachto liyeshiva. It's botla. It's botla means it's not called chametz anymore, and you do not have a chiyuv to mevayir it. You don't have to get rid of it from your house before Pesach. So, the more midam Rav Shimon ben Elazar, botla. Since Rav Shimon ben Elazar says the second chiddush, so if you have this big piece of dough that your miyachad you set it aside now, just use for sitting and not for eating anymore, it loses its shein chometz, that you do not have to destroy it before Pesach. Michlal Tzaraya, the Tanakama Sova, Loi Botlo. The Tanakama holds no, even this is Osir. He holds Kolzaman Apash, Ibn Apash Yivsho. Still, it's Mechuyiv to Mavaya. So the Tanakama Sova, Loi Botlo. Alma, what do you seek? Sova. Kol Kazayis, as long as you have the size of a Kazayis worth of the dough, is Afagav de Mavatl, even though you're Mavatl, you don't want to use it for eating anymore. You want to use it to sit on. Loi bottle? No, it's not sitter bottle. Says how Machlek is here also. The second time before we had the second din of Luchumro, to say any time you have the Kazayis. It's not bottle, there's a Chiyah by your own, by your Motzer, it goes according to our Tanakhani here. A Kolzman, there's a Kazayis, it's not bottle, it always has a Shem Chometz. But Shankin, the first sheet to before, goes according to Reb Shim, Menelozer, that holds no, even though you have a size of a Kazayis of Chometz, of dough. But if you set it aside not to use it for the purpose of eating, but rather for the purpose of sitting on, that sitted is bottle, and therefore you don't have to be mevayer. So that's Pshan the first Atana before. So Churu Kisi, you see the Machlokes Hanoim here. Rashi says bottle, Al Meika the Tzirul, if somebody holds, Afilu Kezayis, even if you have the Kezayis of dough. Michi Mevato Lo, when you're Mevato, like here, you're setting aside for sitting, not to eat it, is bottle, it loses its Shem Chometz. Omastisa Kamaisa, the first bright source is the Tony Nami. Bamoka Masun the Chazaka Filu Kizayas Bottom is of Shimon Alozahi. The Chivun Enu Mukiyemas Lachila Bottler. Once it's on the bottom part of the Areva, of this kneading dough, kneading pan, that you for sure want it to stay there to be Mechazak the Kli, so you Mavatl it no more to use for eating, but rather to let it stay by the Kli, therefore it becomes bottle. And Enu Kanami, you don't have to be Mavayirat. So Chura, that's the first time it goes according to Shimon Alozahi. Yes, yeah, so far we have a Machlokes Tanoim. What will be the din if you have the size of the Kezayis of Chometz that set aside not to be used for eating? Is it bottle? Or else no, at the first time a Kama holds, it's not bottle. That any time you have a pas, even though it's Ifsha, still it's Chayiv Levaya. So more says like this. Omalei Abaya, so Abaya answers back, Tirasta b'kezayis. True, you answered the machlokes between the two brises before, what will be the din by kezayis? That the first brise said even a kezayis is bottle, and the second brise said no, kezayis is never bottle. So good, you explained this to machlokes anoyim. Or the pochus m'kezayis mi tirasta. But how did you answer the sphero about pochus m'kezayis? That the first brise said pochus m'kezayis is always bottle. It's even bottle on the side of the kli. And the second brise said no, Apochus Mikazayas is only bottle wear on the bottom of the kli. But on the sides of the kli, even a kazayas is not bottle. So where do you have a hesbah for this machlokes about Apochus Mikazayas? Yeah, like Rashi explains, that even according to Rabbi Shimon ben Elazar, Rashi says, Leshamin Rabbi Shimon, to make a lele b'sheinu m'kiyem eslachila. He's only makel if you know for sure it's not on Matid anymore, this dough. Avo be m'kiyem eslachila, Leshamin. But once the dough is aimed to still be used for eating, he doesn't make any chilek to shon loy ben kezayis apochus mikezayis. So chur, if the dough is only on the sides of the kli, it's not on the bottom or sun lechazik, so you have das eventually to take it off there. So the question is then, why does the first brisa hold that apochus mikezayis is bottle even on the sides of the kli? The chur, since it's something you still use to eat, so why is the bottle? Chur, to still become chometz, it should still be us to keep. So this we didn't answer yet. How come the first time the first brice holds a pochus mikazayis is bottle even on the sides of the kli? So Gemara answers like this. So Gemara says, Elo, ho, vo, ho, Rabbi Shimon ben Elazar. I'll tell you really, both brices go according to Rabbi Shimon ben Elazar. For like Kashi, and there's no stira, that each brice is talking about a different part of the kli. Ho, b'mokam lisha, ho, shaloi, b'mokam lisha. One brice is talking about the mokam lisha, and one brice is talking about shalei b'mokam lisha. Now lisha, that's like the parts of the kli that's used while you're kneading the dough, which means the size of the kli. The size of the kli also you use. Of asuyin lechazik, that's a swara, a special swara on the bottom of the kli. The bottom of the kli, that's what gets the pressure from the weight on top coming down. So really we're coming out now, there are three parts to the kli. There's the bottom of the kli, which that is called asuyin lechazik. With this pressure coming down, then there's a swara, you want it to stay there, it should become bottle to the kli. Then there's the mokam lisha. That's the sides of the kli. That sometimes when you're kneading, the dough goes on the sides of the kli. And then there's a third part, the top of the kli, that b'chlal you never use b'shas kneading the dough. Yes, let's see Rashi. The Rashi explains it. Rashi says, "Lohava hora b'shimim ben Eloza." For the kasha, kam b'mokam lisha, kam shle b'mokam lisha. So Rashi says, "Mas nisin bas raisa." The second raisa that was more chumram, loy kori mokam shein osun lechazik, ela mokam sheinoy mokam lisha. Klal kagoyin shofahel yoinim. It only means the top part of the kli. Avol defanas the size of the kli. That's already called kori mokam osun lechazik. That's the mokum that you use to when you knead the dough. Well, Kamaisa, the first price is talking about curry after fanis mokum shenosul chazik. He calls even the sides. That's not called osul chazik. The afagad of a mokum lishu. It's a place where you knead the dough. Well, mokum osul chazik. What is he called? Lechazik curry shalayin. That's the bottom of the kli. Vochikom. This is what the two prices mean that they don't argue. Tanakama be mokum osul chazik going shalayin. The Tanakam, the first one's talking about the mamish, the bottom of the kli. She mekavlin es hamayim. That's the place the mamish receives the pressure of the water. There we say afilu kizayis seinu oiver. Even if you have a kizayis dough there, it's bottled to the kli. What about mokim shenosun lechazik mayim going to fanais? But what's not called holding the pressure? That's the sides. That's the mokim lishu. For lav mokim mayim, it's not a place of the mokim. That's chaitzis for yoiver. But less than a kezayis is not chaytis, that's bottled to the side of the kli. Even the mahani port lechazik isa, since it helps a little bit, since you need there, so this little bit dough does help to make it strong, so pochus mekezayis is bottled there. What about the mishloi b'mokam lisha gun shofel yoyne, the top part of the kli altogether? Layari haitane, we're not talking about that midi. Even the first tan is moida. That on the top of the kli that you don't use it all for mokam lishon, even a little bit of dough, even less than the kezayis, is not bottle. Now, so therefore, the first breast is talking about the bottom of the kli mamish is even bottle of kezayis. The size of the kli is only bottle pochas mekezayis. Now, tan abas for second breast of the koma. Mokum osul lechazik itza going to finance. He's talking about the sides, the walls. Is ainoy chaytzes a pochus mikazayis? It's very good. What's not chaytzes? What's bottle only pochus mikazayis? But a kizayis is not bottle, because the first time is also moided to that, because he was talking about the bottom of the kli altogether. But so they're all masking to the same sheetis that the bottom of the kli mamash. I'll tell you, even a kizayis is bottle. The size of the kli, it depends. If it's pochus mikazayis, it is bottle, or kizayis is not bottle. And the top of the kli, there even a pochus mikazayis is not bottle. So the two brises are not choice of one to the other, but rather the first brise is talking about all the way the bottom of the kli and the size of the kli, and the second brise is talking about the size of the kli and the top of the kli. Therefore, there's no steam. Tomorrow says like this. Tomorrow says, Omer Rav Ashi, Loi Taima, don't say, Shalei b'mokam lisha, what's not called the mokam lisha, what's the part that even the first time is moida, not bottle. Agaba the yagna, maybe it only means the back of the kli like. Avala shift of the yagna, mamish, the top rim is, maybe it is called, avala shift, let's say, you know, don't say that shem makom lisha only means the outside of the rim. The avala shift of the yagna, even the top part of the rim is also called the part that's not used. For the mob shita, Maldatayma, I would think zimna diyate for mantelos, and sometimes when you're kneading, the dough does reach to even the top portion of the rim. Kamashmala, no. That the top part of the rim already is called like out of the kli, and therefore any little bit is not bottle. Even pochus mikazayas is not bottle there, and that's when it's chayel levayer. Omer Rav Nachman, Omer Rav, halacha k'rei b'shim ben Elozer. We pass like b'shim ben Elozer, that if you have this dough that's set aside for sitting, not for eating, there's no chiyuv beer, there's no bayro bayimot and pesach. For the more any that's not pshat, Rav didn't pass like this. Omer Rav Yitzchok Barashi, Omer Rav, im tach ponel betit botlo. If you smear the face of the dough, then tach ponel betit, if you smear the face of the dough with, you smear it with something, then we say botlo. Of a tach in loy tach loy. It's only if you smear the dough with something to show, like you put some shellac on top. You do something to it to show you want to use it now for yeshiva, for sitting. But if you don't put anything on top of it, just you set aside for it, it's not bottle. And before Rabbi Shimon Elazar holds this bottle, just the fact you set it aside for Easter sitting. Have tomorrow in Echtami. Man the masni ho le masni ho. The one that learned that Rav said halacha like Rabbi Shimon Elazar did not see over the second halacha from Rav. And the one that said over the second halacha from Rav, and Echnami holds that Rav never passed on Rabbi Shimon Elazar. And he could yarn me some secular like this. Omer Rav Nachman Omer Rav. Ain halacha Rabbi Shimon ben Elazar. If I can't, that Rav does not pass on Rabbi Shimon ben Elazar. Sandal Ben will be very good. Rabbi Shimon ben Elazar halacha is any time you have this dough that's set aside for sitting, not for eating, automatically it's bottled the shame Isa. And there's no din by Rav by Motzei. But Rav passes no. Only in Tach Poneh you smear something on top of it. So the more. Yeah, that was the list of what he could do. I mean, the Yom Rav Yitzchak Rashi, Yom Rav, Im Tach Poneh Batit Bottle. It's only because your Tach Poneh is a bottle. Yom Rav Nachman Omar Shmuel, Shnei Chatzoi Zaysim. If you have two pieces of dough, each one is less than a kazayis, on two different parts of this areva, two different parts of this kneading pan. For Chutzal Betzik Pneim, and there's attached, there's one little string of dough attaching one to the other. So the locher is Ryan, we look. Koshilu yinot lachut. If you could pick up this little dough in between that's attaching the two pieces, for the tolni mai, and with picking up this middle piece, you could pick up both sides to it. Then chayiv levayir. Then we consider as if you have one piece of the kazayis of dough that the locher is not bottled to the kli, and you have to be mevayir. Again, this is talking about the size of the kli. But there we say only if you have a kazayis, it's not bottled. But less than a kazayis is bottled. So even though these two pieces are less than a kezayis, but since there's one piece in between connecting the two, that makes it like a kezayis. The yimlav, let's say you pick up the middle piece and the other two did not come with it, then we say ein lechayiv levayir. Omar, because then it's considered like less than a kezayis, so there's no chiyuv beer to destroy it as long as it's on the sides of the kli. Omar ula. So Ula said, lo yamor nela bareva. There's only talking about in this kneading pan that we say if you have two chatzoi zaysim, they're not mitzarif, and you don't have to be mevayer them. Abu babayis, let's say in your house, you have two different pieces of dough, each one less than a kezayis, chayiv levayer. Then we consider as if it's one kezayis of dough, and you have to be mevayer it. So the marmai timer, what's the reason why? The zimnin de konishlu, v'nafle gabi adodi. Because sometimes, like when you're sweeping your house, the two pieces of dough will come together, and they'll come together, they'll fall together. So, like the zimnin, sometimes the chonish, you'll gather them together, but not the gabi adodi, they'll fall together, and therefore, still like you have the kazayas at one time, and you have the chiyuv to mevayir it. You destroy it before Pesach. Omar Ula Sula said, "Boy, the marovin that you saw the yichad shaila, bayis v'aliyu mahu. What about if you have an apartment downstairs and an apartment upstairs?" And you have the chatzi zayis upstairs as dough, and the chatzi zayis downstairs as dough. Are we afraid that maybe you'll sweep upstairs and it'll fall downstairs and they'll meet together? Or else, no, from upstairs or downstairs, we're not afraid. Then, bayis fiach sadri. What about the inside of the house and you have an outside porch? A chatzi zayis inside, a chatzi zayis outside. Again, are we afraid maybe you'll come inside or not? Mao. Shnei batim zelefne mizeh. What about you have two houses? One inside the other one. And you go into one apartment, then you go into the next apartment. This is more shchiach because mamash on the same level and they're both used for living. Maybe here we are afraid. The more still, mal, teiku. These things blind by a shayla. Are you afraid that maybe these two pieces of dough will get together to make a kezayit at the zechiyav beer, or else we're not afraid? So the more blind by a teiku. Tana Rabbanan wrote in a brace like this. Hapas shifsha. If you have this bread shifsha that became spoiled, is v'nifsla melechol adam, and a person, a man, would not eat it. But a kelev could still eat it. Notice it's not that spoiled yet for kelev and dogs could still eat it. Just a person would not eat it. That's how stale and old it is. It's still mekabel tuma, and if it had tuma from before, it's still tuma. It's metame itself, still has a shame oichel. When does the shame oichel go off it, the food go off it, if it's not roy for kelev to eat? Because the man a kelev could eat it, since at one time it was roy for nodim, so it was chal a shame oichel on it, the shame oichel does not go off it until it's not roy for kelev to eat. Because matamatum oichel on the kebetza, the size of an egg, v'nisrefes imat mei b'pesach. Even though it's true matoira, still you're allowed to burn it with Tumat Tumeya on Pesach. So Rashi says, "Metama tumas oichlin lechol zaman shirui lekelev lepoka teres oichuminei." For this reference, sima tumei bePesach im truma toiri. If this is truma toira, the chiv on the lechaz liyodom. Since a person will not eat this anymore, therefore mutal letama biyudayim. You'll have to be metama this truma biyudayim because it's not edible. People don't eat it. So Rashi says it even goes the afilu Reb Yosi the yom of Perakama. Or that you're not allowed to. Zuliyatum, zuliyatum. If you have truma tumei with truma toira, but that's only because they're both edible. But here that the truma is not edible, there's no chiv shmir on it anymore. Fenech nami, you could burn it together with truma tumei mamish. They said over the name of Reb Nosin. Eina mitama. You also know, once this oichel, this food, is not roi teeth for an adam, it's poka the shame oichel, it's not makabel tumra anymore. It goes off the shame tumra once it's not roi lachila. Even though a kelev could still eat it, it's not called an oichel. So the Gemara commands, who does it go like this? That we learned. Klal lomru b'tyrus is the klal that was said about tyrus. Kolam yuchad loichel adam. Anytime you have a food that's oimit for an adam teeth, it had a shame oichel at the beginning, tomei, and it became tomei. If the tumma still stays on it, until this piece of food becomes not edible for kelif. But kol zaman a kelif could eat it, it could be makabel tumma because it's still called an oichel. Is kaman the like Rabbi Nosson? This does not call like Rabbi Nosson because Rabbi Nosson just said no, that even to makabel tumma, it's totally if a person could eat it or not. If a person cannot eat it, that's the shear when it's part that goes off the shame oichel, and therefore the tumas oichel is totally what's called an oichel, what's not called an oichel. Torah Rabbanim went in a price like this. That's the pan that they make the skin in. When you want to make skin, to work over skin, to make them to belt the leather, you soak it in the pan. They put flour into this pan. If you did it 3 days within the last three days before Pesach, is chayiv levayir. If the flour you put in this, the flour becomes chametz, so if it's not there more than 3 days before Pesach, we say it's still like chametz, still edible, and you have a chiyah to mevayir it. Koidim shloisha yomim, if you put it in there before 3 days before Pesach, so within 3 days it gets so spoiled, ain't a chayiv levayir. Then you don't have to be mevayir to get rid of it, because it's the poka, the shem oichel, it's not edible at all. The Rashi says, Toich shloisha yomim the Pesach, is nosan kemach l'toich, you put flour inside the adayin, shem chametz le, so-called chametz. Hukashiboa, Pesach, chayiv levayir. So filu hoya boiris, even if there's skin there, still you have to be mevayir if it's within 3 days. That's the first man, the Yama. Omer Reb Nosson says like this, when is this said, the difference between 3 days and not 3 days? If you do not have the skin in there, you do not have the leather there. Let's say when you soak in the water, you put the flour in this water, but you also have the skin in it, even if it's within 3 days from Pesach, still ain't a chayiv levayir. You do not have to destroy it. Hey, since there's leather there, the leather makes it that the chametz is so not edible, that's not called chametz. So therefore, you do not have to destroy it. Rashi says, "Loinos l'teich l'oris, modim l'chod the teich shloishu yomim chayiv levayir." V'yachas shloishu yom loinos loy shneskal klam merecha kli. If you don't have skin in it, then it's only in 3 days. If you put it in there 3 days before Pesach, the smell of the kli makes it so bad that it's not as poka the shem oichel. Avonos no teich l'oris, bekemach bit limiteres chametz. But if you put some skin in there, then you have the flour in there, it's mevatla, doesn't have a shame chomes to it. Afil tech yidchai. The Mor says, Omar Rava, halacha, k'rebi nosin, we pass like Reb Nosin, that if you have skin in it, you don't have to even revire it. And afilu yemechit, even one day, the afilu shuachas, even 1 hour. There's mamish, as soon as you put the flour in there, as long as there's skin there then, the skin makes it that it's not edible, and it's poka the shem oichel, like never got a shame chomes to it. So if you don't have to worry, you do not have to be mevayir it before Pesach. So the verse says, "V'chein linyan tumah." The same halacha applies to geita tumah. If the kli is tamei and you have a chatzitza, something's on it, you have to take it off before you toivel it. So what the Mishnah says in makpid olav chaitzis, if you have this piece of a dough stuck to the kneading pin, so if you makpid olav, you're going to eventually take it off the kli, then it's chaitzis. But let's say you want this piece of dough to stay continuously, to stay on the kli, you want it to be there, hareyu kareva, then it's considered part like the kli, it's not called a chatzitza, and you are allowed to be tevlet. considered you wanted to stay in the kli, and that's called part of the kli, is bought to the kli. So Melo, this is the kli now. So pshit, you can be table it the way it is. For the Gemara midomi, what's the sushto? Midomi Rashi diktoni. The Mishnah says b'chein the same halacha for ilchas chametz for Pesach to be mevayer to destroy it from your health before Pesach applies to ilchas chatzitza. Rashi the kasher is diktoni b'chein hosam gabi Pesach b'shiur b'kizayis apachas b'kizayis tal yimusam. By Pesach we said it depends on the size of the kli. If it's the kizayis, it's not bottle. If it's apachas b'kizayis, it is bottle. V'ochet tal yimusam b'kpeida. And here the ilchas chatzitza if the kli is tamei. And you want to know when you can be tevil in the mikvah, it's totally when you might put on it. Loishna purta, loishna tuva. Doesn't make that mean if you have a little or if you have a lot. So why does the din say b'chein? That's the Gemara's kasha. For the Gemara, a midami, hosam b'shiru tal yimilsa, b'yuchas pesach is told if you have a kazayas, less than a kazayas. Hocha b'kpeda tal yimilsa. Rashi'in here, b'hinka here, b'chatzitza, the question is it part of the kli or not? It depends if you're makbid or not. So Gemara says, Omer makbid means that you don't want it to be there. So even if it's less than a kazayas, but if you're makbid, you have das, you have in mind to take it off as soon as possible, you do not want it to stay there, we say it's not part of the kli, and it's called a chatzitza. So Amir of Yudah, Eima Olinyin Tum Eima Kein, Enechlam Yat Bigur is different. That even though if Ilchas Pesach, the Bir Chomet is totally on the size of the kli, if there's a kazayas, you have a chiyah to get rid of it, less than a kazayas is bottled to the kli, or the Eina Kein, Ilchas Tum is not that way. Ilchas Tum, it depends. If you're makbid, if you don't want it to be there, or you don't care if it's there or not. Omalei Abaya, Ho V'chein Linyin Tum Eka Tani, no, the Mishnah Gefort says V'chein Linyin Tum. How could you change the gears in the Mishnah? Elo Amr Abayis Abayi answered like this. Hochikoma. This is what our Mishnah means to say. V'chein linyan tziruf tuma. V'pesach. V'vishay yimoyis ha'shona. Here. The Rashi says, linyan tziruf tuma. Kirim maforish. V'yozod. V'pesach tal yimilse b'shure. V'pesach is totally inuchashir. His linyan tziruf tuma. V'pesach v'shay yimoyis ha'shona. Yeah, alright, we'll stop here. See you the next time. Yeah, we're holding daf mem vov. Yeah, we just taught just less gemara again and daf mem heyam beis less gemara. The Mishnah says again the chain linyan tuma. So what? In makpid all of chaytzeitz. If you have this dough that's stuck on this pan, this kneading pan, so it says if you makpid you want to take it off the pan, you don't want to stay there, is chaytzeitz. Then it's not still part of the kli, and if the kli is tummy, that you have to put it into the mikvah, it's called the chatzitza. There's something there between the kli and the water that you can't be tabled the way it is, but you have to first take it off. But if you want this piece of dough to stay on the kli, then we say it's considered part of the kli, and then you do not have to take it off, it's not called the chatzitza. That's what the Mishnah says. Fredigmar mi dummy. Is it doima? Why does the Mishnah say b'chein? The same halacha that applies to chometz applies to ilchas tuma. Are they exactly the same? I think Gemara has a kasha. They're not exactly the same. How does the Mishnah say b'chein? What's the kasha? For the Gemara, hosam b'shura tal yimilsa. Heis by Pesach we said it's totally in the shear. The Moshe, we have this dough stuck on the sides of the kli. We said it's totally, if there's a kezayis there, it's not bottle. You have to be mevayer it. If it's less than a kezayis, it's bottle to the kli. So Hilchas Pesach is totally bishurei. Ma'ashenken hocha b'kpeita tal yimilso. For here, by Hilchas Tuma, if you want to be table this kli, it's totally this dough, whether you're makbid, that you don't want it to stay there, or whether you're not makbid, you want it to stay there. It doesn't make a difference how much dough you have, how big the shear is. So how does the Mishnah say v'chein? They both have the same dinim. They're two different shirim, two different sizes. One is totally in the kezayis and chatzi kezayis, and one is totally if the person is makbid or not makbid on it. And for the Gemara, Amar Rav Yehuda, Eimo linyan ha-tumah eino kein. They say, Enechnami, Hilchas Tumah has different halachon than Hilchas Pesach. Why Pesach is totally if there's the kezayis or not, if you have a chiyabir or not. Mashenka Hilchas Tumah, it's not totally in the shir of the kezayis, but rather it's totally if the person is makbid or not. Omalei Abayis, Abayis told Dr. Rav Yehuda, how could you change the Mishnah? The Mishnah says clearly, the same halacha applies to Hilchas Tumah. Just like you have the shear by Pesach, you have the shear by Hilchas Tumah. So that's the kasha, the chur, the two different halachas. One's totally in the kizayis and chatzizayis, and one is totally if a person's makbid or not. So Gemara says, Elo Omer Abayin. Hochi Koma. This is what the Mishnah means to say. The Chayin.